Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Adina Hope, and this is the Dr. O Show. Welcome to your first podcast of the Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks series. Wow, I tell you, that's one tongue twister right there. In each podcast of this series, I'm going to give you some valuable information, some tips, and even techniques that you can use to kickstart and run your own successful home-based business like the boss that you are. Today's podcast, Strategizing Tips for Your Home-Based Business, I'm going to give you a couple of tips to help your home-based business to be ran like a boss in the 2020 pandemic. We have been merged into our homes as far as business is concerned. And I think that business, the way it's been run, is null and void right now, and it probably will be in the future. Yes, people want to get back outside, but once they get accustomed to working from home, I think this may be the next trend of the future. One reason many people never get started at home-based business is that they don't believe that they can run a profitable home business successfully. They tend to wonder about whether a home-based business is right for them. Well, let's think about this. 2020 has forced many of us to move indoors and into the homes, so we had to take some of the businesses in our homes. This is a new concept here, but it is also a mandate of sorts. So running a successful home-based business gives you the freedom to be at home and to take care of the things that you normally wouldn't be able to do while you were working at the brick and mortar, while earning a nice income all at the same time. It is amazing. And it also can be a little bit scary. The idea that one may be conflicted at home or conflicted at running a home-based business because you don't know how to manage your time. There's no order. There's chaos on some days at home. So how can I bring my business into my home? Well, welcome to 2020, where you don't have a choice. And most time, if you do, you might have realized that you can either go out of business or go into the home-based business venture. It can be a little very an alarming idea, and it also can have its excitements, its rewards, and its pitfalls. Some of the pitfalls for potential business owners might make them a little fearful of thinking that this is a long-term idea. There are several things that you can do to make this new startup process easier. And if you do it right, you can easily be able to run your home-based business as well as your home without any added stressors. I started my home-based business back in 1920, actually in July. So this is my 20-year anniversary. And I can tell you, when I first started, I thought I was excited about it. Then there was a fear that froze over me, and I began to think that, what am I doing? No one is going to think my information that I have is valuable. I didn't have any degrees. All I had was mounds of information, and I started in the weight loss industry. My first client was over 400 pounds, and I helped him lose weight to over 250 pounds. And so I was challenged to start a business. And at first it was a brick, and at first it was at home. And I had a lot of flack because when I started my home-based business, it was uncommon, and my clientele were men that were overweight. And so I had a lot of backlash about the type of business I was running because most people can't fathom people working in the home back 20 years ago. So just think, if you're uncomfortable in 2020, how uncomfortable I was in 1920. But like I said before, you can do this. If I can do it, you can do it. And I was afraid in the beginning, but I stuck with it. And you can do the same. But let me give you a couple of tips right quick. Let's start with number one, make a plan. The first thing that you'll need to do is to make a schedule to separate your business hours from your home life. Did you hear me? Your home life from your business life. And when you work from home, it's very easy to let the two merge together. There's a very blurred line that can happen. And this by itself can be a recipe for disaster and surely failure. Because your business will be at home, it's tempting to work any hours or all hours of the day or night, especially if you're working online. You get consumed with what you're doing, that time seems to swallow you, and you wake up hours later. And you might be tempted to take on other projects and mounds of orders or do some more so that you can make extra money. However, if you don't set limits for yourself, you'll find that you won't be able to produce the quality of work that will help your branding and build your reputation, and your home life will suffer as well. So I would say, in order to avoid this issue or the potential problems, you'll need to set realistic business hours and boundaries. Look at the hours you want to work. Just like a regular office, your home-based business should have regular office hours and hours that you will not be available to friends, families, and little distractors. I said it, those business hours, you have to make up in your mind that you will not be available to your friends, your families, and little distractors. I say it like this: if your house is on fire, don't call me. And if it is on fire, don't call me. Call 911 and call me last, because I can't put out a fire. So it's simply too easy to work all of the time. And if you need the money, schedule your time that you can make the money. Keeping hours and making sure that you keep them regularly is a good way to make sure that you'll have ample time for business, you'll be productive in business, you'll build a business reputation, and you will deliver quality goods, services, and have a branding that shows that you are dependable, as well as you'll have ample time for your home and your family life. There's a difference, home and your family life. There's things that you have to tend to in the home environment as well as your family. Now, when I first started doing business, I was so consumed with putting everything in place, I think I neglected the family aspect of my life. And I put a little bit too much into my business, not enough in my home and family. And over the 20 years, I can tell what the effects of not having that balance can be. And I thank God that my family is still intact, because I've spent a lot of time building business when I should have had a more proper balance over the 20 years. So I'm telling you, start early, start now, make your plan for your business. And also, I want to give you another tip, and that is office space. Creating your office space. It's important to set aside a dedicated work or office space for your home business that is separate from the rest of your home. I'm not saying you have to have a shed in your backyard, which would be great if you did, or if you had the space and have your business there. I'm saying cut out a little corner of your kitchen, your living room, or if you're fortunate enough to have a spare bedroom, you can do that also. You can also, the trend of today is having a closet office. So that's something to think about. This makes it more separate when you do these things. So I say always get an office chair, because when you go to sit down in the kitchen table and you're sitting at the kitchen chairs, sitting in the kitchen chairs, you might fall victim to distraction of wanting food, wanting to talk to family members. What do we do at the kitchen? We break bread and we deal with family. So if you are sitting in those chairs, that spirit of communion will seep in. Now, if you have a designated office chair, it doesn't have to be a fancy office chair on wheels. It could just be a different chair that was never used for eating, or it is shifted to be designated as the office chair. Try it out. I guarantee you it will make a difference. And if you can keep your business and your home designated spots separate and apart, you'll have a much better chance of managing them both as well. So when you have your little corner cut out in your kitchen, you know that you're not going to be eating over there, and you know that you're not going to be experiencing these family things, that dynamics that we had in place prior. But we know that this area, when I sit in that chair and I go to that corner or that space that I have carved out for myself and my business, I will have a business mindset when I sit down. That ensures that you have a level of respect for your business. You have a level of separation for your family and your home. You have organized or put in order that which you are designating as your home-based business. So this way you ensure that you have a better chance of managing all three: your business, your home, and surely your family. And this setting a designated space also creates an environment of family being respectful of your business space, your business time, your business effort. Now, I'm not going to say that this is going to be an easy merge. I'm saying put things in place now and set aside the time when you make your schedule. You put your schedule available so that people can see it, or you make it known that these are my business hours. Please do not disturb me or the business venture. This ensures the success and the respect found in home-based business. Make sure you look for the next podcast soon, and we'll be talking about a few things that you'll need to ensure your home-based business success from the start. I am Dr. Adina Ho. This is the Dr. O Show, and I hope you learned something of value that you can share with your friends, family, people you like, and people who you think might need a little helping hand. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.